you know, I turned the lights back on.
You want me to get up to turn the lights off for the after hours? Is that what you want?
I think it would only be fair. I turned, you know, everything's been equal up until this point.
I don't know about that. But yeah, sure. I'll turn the lights off for the after hours. How's that sound?
And you wouldn't want me to tweak my wheel back, would you?
Tweak your wheel back?
My back. My wee old back.
I don't want you to tweak that thing, man. I don't want you to blow your back out. I'll do it, man. I got you. I'll turn it off.
There it is.
Why don't you go ahead and say hey to the nieces and nephews for me?
Welcome, everyone, to the After Hours segment, where Matt and I get to just take a load off and relax with everyone. You know, get to have a ball.
Where is the switch to this? There it is.
We hope that everyone enjoyed that fantastical episode of the podcast.
I know I did, Ryan.
And now we're here.
God, I know I did.
On a more personal level, not really, because we're not talking directly to any of you. And if you think we are, we're not. Again, I have to state, if you think that we are talking directly to you, like we are actually having this conversation in real time with you, we pre-recorded this episode days before you're seeing it. So what you're seeing, we are not interacting with you.
Well, you know, maybe in our three dimensions of time. But if there's any viewers of Super Mega that exist outside of our dimension, you know, then perhaps
would fourth-dimensional beings be fans of our podcast?
I'm sure that there's extra-dimensional beings that watch our podcast and, you know, enjoy it. Because you know what's funny? If, like, there was a fourth-dimensional being, they would be able to observe our dimension and all of our tomfoolery from theirs. So technically, fourth-dimensional beings might have watched or maybe they do watch our podcast. Doesn't count as a view. And, you know, they can probably somehow get through the paywall on Patreon without having to pay for it. So, you know, but any extra dimensional beings that enjoy our content, shout out to you guys for somehow existing outside of this realm. It's pretty cool. Pretty fucking dope. And yes, we're not talking to any of you specifically, except for Andrew Brown.
Yes.
Talking to you directly.
You've been working on something in your garage, Andrew, that mm-hmm. I think it would be a shame if people didn't get to experience it.
You got to let that creative freedom explode.
But to the rest of you, again, thanks for joining this episode. You know, it's the after hours of the Super Mega Cast. What a sign, you know?
It really is a fantastic sign. It
it glows. It lights up.
It really is. It's something else, you know, and it's it doesn't even get that hot, does it? Whoa.
Doesn't it? I thought it does.
No, it doesn't, but when I touch it, it buzzes. You hear that? Yeah, when you touch it, it goes wah. Ooh, I can feel it. You could feel the neon coursing through its veins.
I bet you it tastes good. It looks like it tastes like gummy bears or gummy worms or some gummy type, you know, a little treat or something.
You know what you could do technically is you could just like, if we smacked it with a hammer real quick, you could just, you know, get up close. Like when you poke a hole in a balloon, a helium balloon, and then you put it up your mouth and suck all the helium out and do a funny voice. I bet neon makes your voice even funnier than helium.
Only one way to find out.
You want to do it? You want to suck a little neon?
I think we should do it in our private times.
Oh, just in case, maybe, because helium gives you a high-pitched voice. Maybe neon gives you like a racially charged, stereotypical voice. And we don't want to do that on the show because that would be, yeah, that's a good point.
Because we don't know what the effects do. Like it might, you know, there's that story of that woman who...
Yep.
Who just all of a sudden something happened.
She got hit in the head and then she woke up with a Chinese accent.
Yep.
So that would be very embarrassing if she
doesn't know any Chinese.
No, she's just the accent.
Yeah.
So it would be awfully embarrassing if we sucked some neon and started, you know, sounding, you know, in a Chinese accent.
Chinese.
So not good.
No.
Not good for us. Not saying that a Chinese accent is a bad thing. I'm just saying that as two cis white men, it probably, you know, doing a Chinese accent is just probably not the move.
And credit to the Chinese. Their language is very complicated and yet beautiful, much like Arabic, for example.
Arabic, I mean.
Not just trying to say, you know, otherworldly languages. Oh, they're all like a mishmash. I'm just saying, like, they're both two beautiful languages. Not to say any other language isn't beautiful.
There's a couple languages I've heard where it's like, it's not the prettiest language.
French.
French is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just like, get that out of here, man. Just get fucking French out of here.
Get that shit out of here.
Arabic has one of the prettiest writing systems I've ever seen.
Okay.
No, Arabic is, oh, dude. No, it's one of the prettiest writing systems I've ever seen.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, man. It's just the way it flows and the lines and the dots. And
looks like a story.
Yeah, it looks like it's telling God's story.
And it is.
It is.
Potentially. So they say.
What, also, like, I mean, the Chinese writing system is, I mean, talk about complex. They ain't got to be doing all that, sister, you know? What about ABC?
You need a PhD to speak the language.
You do.
Gahorsh?
Every Chinese person does have a PhD.
Yeah.
That's how they speak the language. It's a prerequisite. But I also think that a really pretty language is, is it Georgian? And I ain't talking to the state. I'm talking about the
country.
The country, Georgia. Their writing system is, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. It's, you know, it's a lot. It's very simple. It's like this. You know,
I can understand it if I look at it long enough. I think I get the context clues by the veracity of some of the curves and stuff.
If I look at any language long enough, I get it.
You surround yourself with a language, you'll eventually learn it.
If I look at a piece of Chinese, I understand it. If I stare at it for long enough,
every day I pass it, and eventually context clues.
What would you do if I got a really bad concussion and you came to, and when I woke up and I had that Chinese accent? You, like,
what would that sound like?
You just imagine it, you know, but like,
I don't have a good imagination.
Luke probably could do a pretty good impression of me with a Chinese accent. Luke, you want to take it away?
Ni hao. Or Zhao, Matt.
And that was Luke doing an impression of me doing a Chinese accent. That's what it would sound like. Very disgraceful, very disrespectful, Luke. Ashamed. I mean,
poor
would you,
sport.
Would you still be my friend? Like, would you believe me? If like, I tears in my eyes, I'm saying to you, it's like, Ryan, I can't help it now. It's just, this is happening to me. Would you believe it?
Was it proven that it was like, it was a hoax?
Someone wouldn't fake that.
For attention? People don't fake stuff for attention, Matthew.
Dude, the video.
It's not the number one thing to do in the entertainment industry.
She was interviewed, and just the interview with her, it's absolutely wild. I implore everyone to look that up. Look up just woman wakes up with Chinese accent, and it is unreal. But would you wouldn't be able to do the pod? Like, what if it's like,
you won't believe this next clip. Go ahead, Luke. Pop it off.
So, fish and chips.
Thanks, what? Luke.
Thank you, Luke. But
it wasn't a clip of the lady. It was just some clip.
It was a British woman, had a stroke, and woke up with a permanent Chinese accent.
Yeah.
There are only 20 known cases of foreign accent syndrome worldwide.
Foreign accent syndrome. Okay.
People with foreign accent syndrome are not faking. Rather, changes in their nervous system, or in the case of psychogenic foreign accent syndrome, their mental health, cause them to speak differently. So maybe so they're saying it's a mental illness.
Sounds like one. Come on.
Would you be able to do Super Mega Cast with me still? If I woke up with the Chinese accent? If I had suffered a stroke, Ryan, you wouldn't turn your back on your friend, would you?
Of course not.
I mean, imagine this same hilarious banter, but instead.
Oh, I can picture it now.
Yeah.
I'd be cracking up.
Not because of the accent,
because
just because it's the same funny
podcast.
Banter.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Does it say it's a good accent? What if it's just a bad, like, it's not even a good accent?
I can hear it in my head, like the banter between us. with that scenario, and it's, I don't think you,
oh, that's awful.
It is awful, and I don't think you'd be able to do the podcast with me. I think you would have to say, dude, I'm sorry, I can't do this.
I don't know, if we could explain it to, no.
People aren't going to buy that. But Ryan, you know our podcast would pop the fuck off. Did you guys hear about this?
Joe Rogan would probably finally have us on.
He would 100%.
For a second time.
That's true.
You know how you made it? You know how you made it in this world? You get on Joe Rogan twice.
But if I did wake up with that accent, he would have me on. You know he would.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, I mean.
He had that, like.
You can't speak Chinese, right? But you can do the voice. It's really good. It's a really good accent.
He had that lying North Korean defector on.
Oh, my God.
So did, like, a bunch of those
Yang
other
Park?
Fucking. Yeah. Do you know who Andrew Schultz is?
Ain't that the guy that made Charlie Brown?
No. He's like this comedian podcaster, dude. He's very bro-y. He also had her on.
Oh, is that when they're like sitting on like a
couch?
Yes. Did No Jumper, did Adam 22 have her on too? Adam 22 is fucking based and dope, by the way, everybody. Just wanted to throw that out
there. This guy?
I haven't seen him before.
You haven't seen him? He has podcast clips that just pop off.
Really?
People love him.
I probably have seen him.
But they don't love us? We just need to get a little older. We need to be in our 30s, and then I think people will finally respect us.
Hey, we get into our 30s in a couple years, and we pivot towards the conservative bro podcast, smoking cigars. We got it.
You can have a libertarian.
Yes, libertarian. Definitely libertarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yami Park is awesome. You know? Just, didn't a bunch of other, like, North Korean defectors come out and be like, she's just making that up?
I don't know the full story of, like, I know that, like, I think some of her family have been, like, have told different stories. And also, she's, the main thing that people latch onto is that her stories change here and there, so it's not the same story every time.
Well, I saw a clip where she's like, you know, we have to just eat plants, and after June 1st, all the plants become poisonous. And I was like, what? What do you mean they just, after June 1st, they become poisonous?
In North Korea, that's just what it is.
It's the law. All plants become poisonous after June 1st.
I like how, look, the thing is, she is from North Korea. The problem is that, I don't know, it's like you can see.
She suffered in North Korea, but saw an opportunity.
To make a living.
Yeah,
like,
off
you know,
of that.
Of
yeah.
course. Like, I say of course because sometimes you have to, you find it, or at least I find it hard to judge someone coming from, like, that kind of
sure.
state. And it's like, yeah, they're just doing what they need to do. But I think, you know, within the context of American politics, it's just, you know, from people who didn't live in North Korea and didn't escape and aren't lying for clicks, you know.
Right.
It's not good.
You know, I'd like to give
morally.
Her a little bit of that truth serum.
Yep.
You know?
I mean, Salsa, I just want, for those of you, whenever we did this before, I put the truth serum in just for this episode. So don't go thinking that, oh, I'm going to go back and they took truth serum. No, this isn't. I'm switching this out right afterwards. Truth serum is too powerful.
It is, you know. I can't handle the truth serum, if I'm being honest.
You saw how it affected the whole fucking episode. It's a fever dream.
It is. It's an absolute fever dream. And, you know, maybe it's, we're not ready for the truth. Have you ever thought about that? Maybe we're just not ready for it. The truth hurts.
Maybe we just can't handle the truth.
Sometimes I feel like the truth is just too powerful.
I was about to say the same thing at the same time, but I wanted to respect you.
I appreciate
that. And I let
that.
You say it. But just to let you know, we feel the same way.
We feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
The truth will set us free. But sometimes when you're set free, you fly too close to the sun.
Icarus,
yeah.
Or maybe a bird.
Or maybe an airplane that flies too high in the sky and
gets caught in orbit and floats off into space.
And then blows
up. Imagine if that's how
it works. Oh, fuck.
Imagine if we, like, actually it was a common occurrence every now and then to, like, hear that an airliner just accidentally went too high and just started floating off its
base. And they can't do anything. It's like, hey, like, did the co-pilot, like, Gabe, when's the last time you checked the altitude? Oh, fuck.
Just, like, every few weeks, like, 100 people disappear off of the face of the
Earth.
If
that was a possibility, I would never fly.
No, of course not. That would be terrifying.
And you'd just drift off in
you'd
space.
You'd start eating each other and killing each other on that plane.
If there was no chance
of
rescue.
I don't know if it would go long enough for that to happen. I don't know. You get hungry, there's some food, you have the ration.
Well, I think the air would run out, probably.
No.
Oh, you goofy soul. You've got a goofy soul. You know that? Has anyone ever told you that?
I think that's why you love me and why I love you.
I think we're both goofy hearted guys.
I wanna get lost in your goofy soul and drift away.
Yeah.
Give me the goof boys and free my soul. I wanna get a goofed.
Not goof boys. Give me the goofballs. You know?
Give me the goofballs and free my soul, free my gut.
And,
free my gut, I wanna get lost.
Free my,
Like, and the slut and drift away.
You can make jokes about my mom.
I was trying to rhyme.
Right? No, you can, I didn't rhyme.
I was trying, slut and gut, I rhymed it with gut. Because I said gut earlier.
That, you know what, you're right. But still, you know,
slut isn't a word.
You can
you
say what you want about my mom. But
oh,
you shouldn't
look,
call her a slut.
Jim's leaving at 2 p.m. again.
Jim, you got here at 1:30. You got here. Yeah, oh, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Always pulls that. No, it's two. Dude, you got here 30 minutes ago.
It is 5 o'clock.
Somewhere.
What, you make a Twitter post. Oh, I'm done for the day.
I can do that right now. Everyone will see this retroactively.
I know you're about to do that. I know you're about to walk out after working for like half an hour, maybe. It's 2. We just started the day. Oh, he changed his clock.
I did not change my clock.
I did not change my clock.
Also, our podcast editor isn't even showing that camera. Isn't that funny?
He's not showing that
Jim,
camera
Jim, whatever
either.
Camera you show it, Luke is cutting away from it. Luke's not showing it.
He's showing it.
No, he's
not.
No,
he's
not.
Luke, you better not show that.
He's going to do it so many times that he gives up.
He's going to get pissed at you, not us for that.
No.
Luke, he's making you cut cameras a bunch right now. Beat his ass.
Don't
he's,
let it.
He's making you cut cameras back and
he's
forth.
He's showing a fake time. Okay, Luke.
It's not a fake time.
Luke, true or false? Is it not 2 p.m. right now?
It's 2 p.m. right now.
And he's trying to go home.
It's not.
And he changed on his phone settings to say it's 5 o'clock and he's showing cameras.
He just set his phone to New York.
He just got here 30 minutes ago and he's leaving.
And we're not, you know, you every time he shows the time to the camera, you have to show a different one. And I'm sorry that he's giving you that much work. You better be mad at your friend for that. We did not want this, Jim.
But just know that we're your friends, and we can
also go. Just go home.
Just go home. Yeah, you know what? you got what you wanted. Go
Might
home
as
at
well.
2 o'clock.
Sorry, guys. You guys have a good rest of your after hours.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.